This is Kevin and Charlie with CommercialLEDLights.com on our fifth episode of our LED lighting podcast. We also have our lead engineer, Peter, here today to discuss the topic of LED sign projectors for commercial and industrial applications. How are you doing, Charlie, Peter?
Doing well, fine today so far.
Doing well, Kevin.
Awesome. Awesome. I think, like, for this one, you know, an LED sign projector, this is something that's been, I think, is really impactful towards the future of industrial safety, as we can see that this product is increasing in demand. So let's just start off right away off the top, Charlie. What is a LED sign projector? Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure, an LED sign projector is a device that will project an image, any image for that matter, onto the floor, onto the wall, wherever it is that you're looking to display something. And while some of these have all, you know, exist in the past, our product being the LED technology, you get the benefit of it being much longer lasting, a much better, clearer, concise image, and running a much cooler in temperature as well. So these are some of the reasons why the LED projectors are really becoming more and more popular in the commercial and industrial segment.
Yep. Absolutely. And so what are, like, some of the common images that are displayed? Like, for example, like an LED stop sign, a pedestrian crossing. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the nice thing about the projectors and the projectors that we carry in particular is they're all custom ordered to our customers' needs. So we do offer a variety of images, you know, that you can select from. And those would be, you know, your stop sign, pedestrian crossings, might maybe do something as simple as a red circle we offer. That's some of them, ones that we offer as well.
And Peter, I know you have some experience around power plants. Talk to me a little bit about the applications for a sign projector, let's say in a power plant environment.
Well, these power plants are pretty large. They're as long as a football field, maybe even a length of a football field and a half. And there's a lot of people driving around. The maintenance people have their maintenance carts. They're toting their tools in their carts. They're driving around. Shift supervisors are driving around in carts. There's forklifts driving around. So as they're coming out of a room where maybe pedestrians are walking, you would really like to have some kind of a warning sign. I have, in instances, been walking past a doorway where a cart would be pulling up and would be startled. And it would be really nice to have maybe a pedestrian walkway sign or a stop sign or some kind of a signal. And just even regular manufacturing plants, large ones. I know there's a lot of them that are very large, and there's people driving around in these motorized vehicles. And so that would be a very good application.
My understanding is that the applications for this are like overhead cranes, possibly heavy industrial machinery. Can you talk a little bit about other applications, Charlie, or elaborate on that further?
Yeah, the crane option is really kind of unique with the projectors, in that one of our best sellers is our crane safety light, which you can project. It displays a beam or a line or a spot beam onto the ground. And one of the, you know, I'll call the limitations with that product is the higher you go, the longer that line gets. So if someone has a crane that's 30 or 40 feet, well, that light will certainly meet the needs. You're going to have a 30 or 40 foot line on the ground, or a 30 by 30, 40 by 40 box, you know, around whatever it is that you might be moving around on the crane. We do have many customers that might be too big, or they need a circle, or they need a rectangle, or just a 6-foot by 6-foot box on a 40-foot crane. So that's when we talk to those customers about the projectors, because we can literally make whatever they want to be displayed on the ground. And they might want it yellow, you know, instead of red or blue. So we can do the yellow circle that's 6 feet in diameter, that is, you know, 10 inches, the line would be, you know, 10 inches. So it really meets their needs. So outside of the stop signs, pedestrian crossings, and so on, it really does, you know, trip over into the crane safety light segment as well.
Interesting. That leads us right into our next topic, really, custom images. If someone wants to use a custom image, one that's not offered in our stock images, I know we have to 20 or so of those, how can this be accomplished? How can they use a custom image?
Yeah, so most of the time our stock images, if you will, that are on the site meet our customer needs. However, if the customer has a specific pedestrian crossing image, if they want to include their logo somewhere in it as well, or, you know, again, in the crane light application, they might really have a very specific area that they want to have demarcated by the image projected that can't be accomplished by some other project. So we can work with our customers. We can work with our customers creating that image, or we've had them where they send us literally a JPEG and they tell us how big they want it and at what height, and we make that happen for them.
Okay. Is that an additional cost?
No, if typically we can do that for no additional cost. So if there is, if it's a you know, a high multi color image, sometimes there's an upcharge, but it's pretty nominal.
Okay. And what's the size of the images projected? What's the, you know, I guess minimum or maximum, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, the minimum is down to inches, and the maximum, I mean, would be depending on the size of the projector, which we'll get into here shortly, you know, could be, you know, upwards of, you know, 40 or 50 feet, depending on the height and the lens that we pair on a specific projector. So again, it truly is customized to our customer in terms of how much power, the lensing, the images, and so on. So,
okay. And I know there's different sizes of projectors. You know, we have 80 watt and up to, I think, 400 watt. Yep. is our maximum. What are the different sizes?
Yeah, so that's exactly right, Kevin. It's 80 to 400 watts, you know, so we can go 80, 100, 150, you know, so there's several of them in that range. And, you know, there's a reason, you know, you don't just, you know, carry a 200 and a 400, you know, because if you only need 80, you know, you only need, you know, you don't need to pay for more than, you know, what it is that you need. But if you have a very high crane or mounting height, then of course you're going to need a higher watt and a higher power projector. Or if it's a medium height, but you need a very small image, then we might need to step up the wattage on that projector to be able to really focus that. And then we'd also pair that with a specific lens to accomplish that. And then additionally, another thing that we will ask our customers when we are working on getting them to the projector is the ambient light. And it's a very important question, and important for us to get it right, because if they're in a very bright facility, maybe it's near windows where they get a lot of exterior daylight, then we would likely have to increase the amount of wattage so that the image displays how they want brightly on the ground or wall or wherever it is. So these are just some of the questions we ask to make sure that, you know, we accomplish whatever it is our customers are looking for.
Okay, great. Sounds like there's a lot of flexibility there.
There is.
And is there kind of a maximum mounting height, so to speak?
Typically, we've sold them where we can get up to, you know, 70 feet. That is going to take a 400 watt projector to display what it is, whatever it is that they want up at that height. So this would be, dry docks, things like that, where, you know, they're 70 or 80 feet up, hoists and cranes, that they want to get the image down on the ground.
Great. Awesome. Yeah. You know, it's, this is a product again, that's been, increasing in demand. And I think that, this can influence the future of industrial safety in general, because since it is a LED sign on the ground, you know, you don't have the risk of dust covering it up or scratches to it. I think for like safety and OSHA compliance and things of that nature.
That's right. That's right. It's always there and on. It's not going to wear out. I mean, So that's certainly a important safety element, and they could be moved. Oftentimes plants are reconfigured, automotive assembly lines. I mean, you name it. If something is reconfigured, you just move the light. I mean, it's as easy as that, and you're off and running.
That's another point I didn't even think about. So yeah, it's a great product. And unless you guys have anything else to add, I think that pretty much covers it. LED sign projectors in a nutshell.
Yeah, I think that should do it. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.